Meditation is the process through which you transfer stillness into action. So, at any moment you process or transfer stillness into action, you are in effect in meditation. And the ultimate form of meditation is to never sit, is to live your life in full that way, to transfer the stillness into its motion, into its balanced version, which is motion, without ever letting motion drift too far away from the quality that you began with in the stillness. So that means there is movement, but it carries the quality of stillness. So that's what actual meditation is about. Ready? In this one, we're going to close our eyes. And then we're going to open our eyes again. And then you're going to close your eyes one more time. And then you're going to realize that all you did was an action that didn't have any stillness. So you're going to open your eyes again. Become very still. And close your eyes in honor of the loveliness of the eyes itself. And when you do that, you find the warmth the eyelids are connected to over the eye. And we're going to start with a very, very basic technique, which is for every in-breath, breathe in gently. Focus only on each and every in-breath. And just let yourself exhale with no intention, just to release the air. So you breathe in gently and just exhale. Your focus then brings you back to the quality of the in-breath. And by virtue of doing this, you are in what's called conscious presence. Your mind follows your actions. And your actions follow your mind. So you breathe out and then you immediately focus on the quality of the next breath, which is gentle. Now, as you do that, notice that there's a quality to that in-breath, and you'll find that it is cool at the tip of your nose. As it breathes in, there's a coolness at the tip of your nose. And you can focus on that texture. And with the softness of your eyes closed, we move on and we start to focus on the out-breath. And now it's made easy. So every out-breath, you release it not just as an exhalation, but a gentle release of breath. You release gently the breath. If at any time it makes you fall asleep, that's a good sign. It tells you you are exhausted. Pay attention to it. So breathing in gently, you focus on that with your mind. At the same time, notice the coolness of the breath as you breathe in. And when you breathe out with the deliberate intent to releasing the air or the breath gently so. And as you do that, you can't but help notice the fact that the out-breath is warm compared to the coolness of the in-breath. At this point, I want you to focus not on the word gentleness, not on the mechanics of gentleness, but the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. That's your only focus. Enjoy the coolness. Like a real gentle breeze at the tip of your nose or around the rim of your nostrils. and feel the nurturing and very warming aspects of the out-breath as you breathe out. And let's keep this going for a little bit, but making sure that you focus on the texture, and that strengthens your consciousness, that strengthens your conscious presence. When we focus on texture and we use our senses, we strengthen conscious presence. So you focus in on in-breath, cool, and the fact of the out-breath, warm. If you can do that, see if you can make the breath become very, very delicate as it enters and as it leaves you. See how delicate you can feel that in-breath to be, almost as if it's impossible to feel it going in. And you breathe it out so delicately that you know it's happening, but it has no force. And then as you breathe out, allow the body to become equal, delicate, equal to that delicateness. Until you can feel the delicateness at the ends of your fingers, so your fingertips become delicate. The bottom you're sitting on becomes delicate. The feet beneath you become delicate. And then you bring the focus back to the coolness at the tip of the nose and the warmth of the out-breath. So you bring yourself back into the coolness of the in-breath and the warmth of the out-breath. And with the strength of that tenderness, not yet, you open your eyes to face the world. I'll say that again. Don't open your eyes yet. In the strength of that tenderness, and in honor of that tenderness, we open our eyes, not yet, to face the world. We don't need to open our eyes to fight for security and fear, the fear and the apprehension and the anxiousness. We open our eyes and embrace life forward in that tenderness without thinking that it is weak or fragile. You open your eyes when you're ready.